This is AFPN, the American Forces, Philippines Network. 1510 AM, 94 FM, this is Clark.
This is Dr. William B. Walsh, founder and president of Project Hope. The hospital ship Hope has become a worldwide symbol of the battle against misery. The physicians, nurses, and technologists of Hope teach others to help themselves. Those thousands whom we have trained over the past decade now offer a hope for the future to their own people. Hope through health will give the world a hope for peace. Please give generously to the Overseas Combined Federal Campaign.
It's 12 o'clock. Here is a summary of the latest world news from the wires of the Associated Press, United Press International, and the major American broadcast news agencies. Friday in Peking, another eventful day for President and Mrs. Nixon. More sightseeing, another talk between the President and Premier Zhou Enlai, and a presidential dinner honoring their host. Mr. and Mrs. Nixon left their guest house at 10 a.m. Philippines time for the Forbidden City, arriving at the gate of Supreme Harmony 15 minutes later. They were greeted at the lavish gate by Chinese officials. The Forbidden City is the Imperial Palace compound built by a 15th century Ming emperor and barred to the outside world until Sun Yat-sen overthrew the Manchus in 1911. The guests were escorted through neighboring art museums. The gate was reached by crossing one of five white marble bridges over the River of Golden Water and walking along a mall through a broad cobbled courtyard. Mr. and Mrs. Nixon return to their guest house at noon, and the president prepares for his fifth full-scale conference 2 hours later with Joe. While the two leaders are talking, Mrs. Nixon will visit a children's hospital. At the session in Peking, President Nixon and Chinese Premier Zhou Enlai reportedly are trying to find a formula for sidestepping the Taiwan issue so that there can be some expanded Chinese-American relations. From Peking, ABC correspondent Tom Gerald.
The president, of course, remains delighted at things having gone so well so far. Out today on a tourist holiday at the Great Walls and the main tombs, he was dropping those public hints which seem to have a way of rapidly evolving into policy. Hints about opening China to more communications and tourism from the United States. Certainly, if the Chinese can withstand the onslaught of 200 American newsmen, accepting tourists, cultural exchanges, and a few journalists now, should do for them a cup of tea. Tom Gerbel, ABC News, Peking.
At 8 p.m. Friday, Peking time, Mr. and Mrs. Nixon will honor Joe at a banquet at the Great Hall of the People. It will be another lavish feast of Chinese cuisine, served with American champagnes flown to Peking aboard White House planes. The Nixons leave Saturday morning for the coastal resort city of Hangzhou. There, Mr. Nixon may see Chairman Mao Zedong for a second time at Mao's summer home. After Hangzhou, their next and last stop will be Shanghai, China's largest city. Police arrested 10 militants of the Irish Republican Army in Dublin yesterday in a new crackdown on the illegal organizational fighting to end the partition of Ireland. The 10 members of the IRA's provisional wing were taken to Dublin's central detention station to join eight other men, activists of the rival official section, who were seized in pre-dawn police swoops earlier. The Senate has approved a compromise busing amendment submitted by leaders Hugh Scott and Mike Mansfield. The measure, approved in a series of votes yesterday, bans the use of federal funds for busing unless requested by the proper local authorities. It also forbids transporting children over exceptionally long distances or to inferior schools. The Mansfield-Scott amendment is the first busing proposal to come to a vote since Congress began its election year session last month. It was adopted as a rider to a $24 billion higher education bill. For more on the story, here's ABC's Bob Clark.
For the first time ever, the Senate has approved an anti-busing amendment. In a series of three votes, senators accepted the busing compromise proposed by their leaders. The Mansfield-Scott amendment would bar the use of federal funds for busing, except where the money is requested by local authorities. It would also forbid federal officials from requiring busing that endangers children's health or forces them to attend an inferior school. Senators, including Southerners, who want a constitutional amendment barring all busing, condemned the compromise as too soft, but one Northern liberal, Ribicoff of Connecticut, called it a tragic step backward toward segregated schools. Bob Clark, ABC News, Capitol Hill.
Reverend Daniel Berrigan is released on parole from federal prison in Danbury, Connecticut, after serving a year and a half for destroying draft records. In Danbury, Father Berrigan referred to the trial of his brother, now in Harrisburg, and said,
"Today we begin another journey together, a pilgrimage for peace toward Harrisburg. We wish our walk to declare the deep resolve of our hearts. We will never rest until sanity is restored to the mighty and power to the powerless. This is our pledge of allegiance to God and to humanity."
And Berrigan says he'll continue to press his crusade against the Vietnam War, but will avoid the tactics that put him in jail. Angela Davis was beaming at her news conference in San Jose, California last evening, glad to be free on bail after 16 months behind bars.
And that's the latest news as compiled from the wires of the Associated Press, United Press International, and the major American broadcast news agencies. Airman First Class Bill Lunny reporting. Well, good morning and welcome to the Friday edition of the Lunch and Date program. Air Force Sergeant Norm DeReagan here with you up until about 1 o'clock. And this morning, we're featuring the group Bread as our featured artist on this Friday. We're featuring Larry Nechtel, Mike Botts, James Griffin, and David Gates. And they make up Bread, and we'll be telling you about the group and playing their hits all through the morning and into the afternoon until 1 o'clock. So if Bread's one of your favorites, stay tuned. Maybe you'll learn a little bit about the group. Your love girl, and we'll be telling you a little bit about Bread and how they got started in just a moment. 8 minutes past 11 o'clock right now from AFPN Radio on the Luncheon Day. So there'll be a special unit security officers meeting on Wednesday, March 1st at the Silver Wing Recreation Center. All security officers or their representatives are urged to attend. That's a special meeting for all unit security officers at 1 o'clock in the afternoon at the Silver Wing on Wednesday, March 1st. Bread was an accident, actually, the result of a chance encounter among creative musicians who got together in late 1969 to explore a new escape from the supercharged notes exploding from overjuiced amps in those electronically inspired frenzied days of rock. Now, they knew each other, though, through various studio and group involvements, finally agreed to try something together, and suddenly, they were helping to usher in a new and compelling soft sound, a musical tributary that ultimately became a mainstream. Bread. On the waters, that's Bread and Blue Satin Pillow. Join in the fun, spend a relaxing weekend on the palm-fringed sands of the South China Sea with the Silverwing Nipa Tour to Long Beach. Now, the tour fee is modest and will include transportation, guide fees, a shopping and sightseeing tour into the town of San Fernando in La Union Province, and a stop at a cockfight arena. The sun and surf of the Lingayen Gulf await you while this two-day tour to Long Beach. This trip will leave the Silver Wing 7 a.m. on Saturday, February the 26th, and will return you back to Clark on Sunday evening after a refreshing change of scenery. Space is limited on this tour, so sign up today.
I'm reaching a simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it be the end.
In Iowa, members of the armed forces and their spouses and dependents will be registered to vote, if required, when the affidavit on the back of the absentee ballot envelope is accepted. You may use a federal postcard application to request an absentee ballot from the county auditor, county of residence. Be sure to indicate your political party preference when applying for registration. Iowa has a primary election on June 6th. Make plans now to take part in it.
We sat down and started singing and jamming together, and the sound came out, recalls David Gates, because we both wanted to play, write, produce, and arrange. We decided to form our own group, recalls James Griffin. With Rob Royer, they approached Elektra Records. There was an instant rapport, a contract, a debut album, and a first single, Make It With You, that became a gold record million seller.
Thank you.
The first big hit for Brad, Make It With You, from 1970. Do you remember that one? We're talking about Brad, and we're playing their hits as we feature Brad on our Lunch and Date program on a Friday, and we're going to try and do this every week, feature one group or an artist, and to try and get some biographical information on the group, how they got started, what their sound is all about. So you be staying tuned. I don't know what we're going to be doing next week. We'll probably decide about the middle of next week or so. We do a little hunting around and see what we can find in the music and stuff. 17 minutes past 11 o'clock right now on the Lunch and Date, and we'll be telling you a little bit more about Brad and Larry Nechtel in just a little bit. He is the one of the members of Brad, and we'll be telling you about him and how he got started in the group and music and the whole bit, okay? That's coming up in just a little bit. Attention, ladies. You can almost become an expert in decorating your own cakes in just 6 easy and fun lessons. Sign up now for the next beginner's cake decorating class at the Silver Wing, starting on Thursday, March the 2nd at 10 a.m. and at 1:30 p.m. Now, the fee is nominal, so you can learn the art of cake decorating in the next beginner's class at the Silver Wing on March 2nd. More from their album, On the Water. This is called Look What You've Done.
Good. what you become.
What you've done. That's Bread from their album On the Waters, and we're featuring Bread this morning as our featured artist on the luncheon date, something we're going to do every Friday from now on. 22 minutes past 11 o'clock right now from AFPN. Once again, the Silver Wing is offering you its popular tour of the famous strongholds of the Allied forces during World War II. This tour is scheduled to depart on Saturday, February the 26th at 5 a.m. and will take you to the shores of Bataan and Corregidor, where the Allies wage the hopeless battles for time against the Imperial Japanese forces. Now, you'll see the Malenta Tunnel, the ghostly ruins of the mile-long barracks, plus the numerous war memorials to the brave. You'll travel from island to island aboard the pleasure yacht Mary Jean, and all meals will be furnished aboard. It will be a memorable day for all who take this Silver Wing Dnieper tour to Bataan, Montserrat, and Corregidor. This Saturday, tomorrow, February the 26th, the tour will leave the Silver Wing at 5 a.m., and space is limited, so don't wait. Make your reservations right now. Well, six hit singles followed Make It With You, with the most recent Baby I Want You and the newly released Everything I Own. A major component of the group's new fourth album, a January release. Gates, bass player and vocalist, also assumes primary record production responsibilities, including arrangements. Griffin, lead guitarist and vocalist, aids in the record production, much as he shares in the songwriting. Drummer Mike Botts joined the group, turning a trio into a quartet when Bread moved beyond records and into concert and television appearances. Keyboard artist Larry Nechtel was welcomed when Royer left to pursue other career interests. What accounts for their continuing success? Well, we've tried to be different, Jim Griffin suggests. We're not interested in being stereotyped. Says Botts, Bread is styled only after ourselves. The only way a group can be unique and maintain its success is to be unique. And Nechtel, well, we've enjoyed what we're doing, and we work hard at sharing that enjoyment with the people who come to listen. David Gates adds, if we do something once, we try not to do it again. We work on the principle that simplest is best. And if it's not as simple as he paints it, the best part is hard to argue.
Sit right down, man, you gotta teach about freedom. You gotta win it.
Bubble Free. I'm taking a look at what's happening at the movies at the Kelly Theater of the Reavers with Steve McQueen and Sharon Farrell. 1-3, 5:30, 7:30, and 9:30 p.m. are the show times there. Rated GP with an increased admission price of adults 50 cents. The Bamboo Bowl Open Air Theater featuring The Cat O' Nine Tales with Carl Malden and Catherine Spack. 7 and 9, 10 p.m. the show times there. Rated GP with an increased admission price of adults 50 cents. The Midnight Movie at the Bamboo Bowl, Scrooge, with Albert Finney and Alec Guinness, 12:15 in the morning, the show time's there, and it's rated G. Let's talk a little bit now about Larry Nechtel. Well, the record thing has really been good to me. If I ever stopped to analyze it, I'd probably get scared to death because I really don't know how come it's been so good, says Larry Nechtel. He wasn't the least bit reluctant, however, to join Brad when David Gates extended the invitation. One of the West Coast's most accomplished and in-demand studio musicians, Larry Nechtel had tired of the studio grind and was in fact anxious to try his music in front of live audiences. Born and reared in Bell, California, Nechtel is a self-taught musician, equally at home on piano, organ, bass, guitar, and harmonica. He started on an old piano his parents bought and by his teens was playing for churches and private parties with a local band. His sound was rhythm and blues before he moved into rock. Nechtel was working nightclubs at 18, eventually hit the concert road and spent 5 years backing Duane Eddy. He was part of a band that performed on Shindig, the pioneer contemporary music TV show, and during this period began studio work. Phil Spector used him first. He did the Byrds' Mr. Tambourine Man, and that's him on Classical Gas. He did some things with George Harrison when he was producing Jackie Lomax. The Ronettes, Jimmy Webb, Johnny Rivers, Grassroots, Jackson 5, Fats Domino, John Phillips. That's some Nechtel piano on Simon and Garfunkel's Bridge Over Troubled Water. He was around for Ringo's solo album. He confesses, it gets kind of confusing when you do 400 to 500 records a year. Working with Brad has, in a sense, eliminated the confusion because the live appearances help bring new freshness to the studio.
Later, one too many.
That's Too Much Love from the album Mana, done by Brett.
As a member of the United States military overseas, you are looked upon as a part of the United States. People form their opinions of our country by the way we look and act. Are you helping to make that opinion a good one? Are you conforming to proper military standards of appearance and courtesy? Remember, whether you're in the Air Force or the Navy, you are a representative of the United States. Be worthy of it.
Looking for partly cloudy skies today, accompanied by light and variable winds. The high temperature today expected to be in the upper 80s, low tonight in the lower 70s. Right now, the skies are partly cloudy. Winds are indeed light and variable. And the weather is brought to you through the courtesy of the Weather Branch of the 1600 Support Group. And at 1131, it's 8484 AFP and degrees.
With the power of music, this is Fun 151 from Quaker Base.
Oh.
Too Long on the Road. That's Bread from their album On the Waters from AFPN Radio. 23 minutes right now before 12 noon. And we're featuring Bread on our featured artist of the day. And we do it every Friday from now on. And next week, we'll either be featuring an artist, male or female, or maybe another group. Don't know yet exactly what we're going to do. And that'll be every Friday on the luncheon date at 11:05. The Bay Social Actions Office has established telephone extension 3784. That's a drug as a temporary 24-hour answering service for all Clark personnel. Persons may call this number for answers to any questions or seek solutions to problems concerning drugs. You do not have to give your name to receive an answer. The purpose of the no-name inquiries is to offer Clark personnel the opportunity to seek advice or just discuss true facts about drugs in an atmosphere free of self-incrimination or exposure. Persons need identify themselves only if they wish. After 5 o'clock, questions will be recorded and answered the next duty day. That number again is 3784, or just dial drug. Let's talk a little bit about Mike Botts, the Bread drummer. You get a reputation as a studio cat, which means something good and positive, and then the reputation starts to work against you for some insane reason. So, you join a group to prove you're better or more positive or some equally insane reason. Well, Mike Botts was reared in Sacramento, California. He was 11 years old when he acquired his first set of drums. At 12, he was a musicians' union member playing weekend dance dates with a local band. Mike joined Wes Montgomery's group at 15, worked 5 months before his youth, which made it a violation for Botts to play club dates where liquor was sold, overruled his talent. He played with Jimmy Smith, headed for San Francisco, and joined a jazz workshop. He studied music theory, sight reading, composition, orchestration, arranging, even singing at Sacramento City College. Botts was with the Travelers 3 for 4 years, meeting David Gates, then producing for the group. Later, he picked up a few studio dates and went into that aspect of the recording business on a full-time basis, but not without a short-lived fling at his own group. He called it Joshua Fox. It didn't happen. Bread used Mike while recording the first single, Make It With You, but the debut Elektra album was in release when he was invited by Gates to join the group. And it had become obvious that original plans to keep Bread a records-only act conflicted with mounting concert offers. Personal appearances work best with a full-time drummer, and Mike Botts got the call. Satisfied with studio work, Mike said no to the invitation 4 times before succumbing finally to Gates' persuasion.
It don't matter to me if you really feel that you need some time to be free. Time to go out searching for to me. If your searching brings you back together with me, 'cause there'll always be an empty room waiting for you, an open heart waiting for you. Time is on your side, 'cause it don't matter to me.
That's Brad. It don't matter to me. Take a look at sports news this morning from AFPN. Golfer Gene Littler has shot a 7-under par 65 to take a two-stroke lead in the opening round of the Jackie Gleason Golf Classic. Oakland pitcher Vida Blue says he may play baseball in Japan unless Athletics owner Charles Finley gives him considerably more than $50,000 a year. Soviet Union hockey coach Anatoly Tarasov has led his team to 9 straight world titles, has been dropped in a surprise move. And American Association Basketball Commissioner Jack Dolph says there are several cities under consideration if the league decides to expand or move a franchise. Locally, the fast-pitch softball invitational tournament yesterday at San Miguel, the Clark Diplomats trounced the USS Samuel Gompers by a score of 7-4. The Diplomats were sparked by the hitting of Ralph Sarmiento, who had 4 RBIs, a home run, and 2 doubles. Joe Duta also bagged a home run. John Millsaps was the winning pitcher behind the relief work of Lonnie Gray. That's the latest sports news, up to the minute, from AFPN, sports-minded all the time.
We're coming apart again.
It's Coming Apart. That's off their album On the Waters. We'll be playing a few more cuts off that album and then switching over to their Mana album and try and get some of that in before 12 noon. And, of course, we'll be back at 12:30 after news, weather, sports, and Paul Harvey with part two of the luncheon date on a Friday. This is Norm DeReagan here with you till 1 o'clock, and we hope you can come back at 12:30 with us. And and listen to a little bit of more music from Brad and a little bit about the group. We have some bunch of biographical information on Brad here and some of the things that people in the print media are saying about them. We have some quotes from some of the leading newspapers, the UCLA Daily Bruin, the Denver Post. The Los Angeles Free Press says they are at their best when they create natural harmonies interwoven with understated accompaniment. And they are a very talented group, and if you've been listening to some of the biographies that reading on them here, they are very talented. They've been in the music business for a long time, and they got together and are making some hits and some fine sounds. We'll have more of those sounds for you in just a moment.
Do you have a drinking problem? Are you a slave to that bottle of booze? Well, the Phil M. chapter of Alcoholics Anonymous can help you. Members of AA are alcoholics and reformed alcoholics who understand your problem. They'll listen to you, and they can give you advice, and most of all, they'll try their darndest to help you. Who knows, maybe you can help someone else, too. If you really want to kick your drinking habit, call the chief operator at extension 3401. An AA representative can be reached 24 hours a day. Or drop by the Silver Wing Recreation Center, room 7, Wednesday or Sunday evenings at 8. In either case, your name will be kept anonymous. Did you know, through the help of Alcoholics Anonymous, over 400,000 alcoholics around the world have kicked the habit. And you can, too.
If a picture paints a thousand words, then why can't I paint you? The words will never show the you I've come to know. If a face could launch a thousand ships, then where am I to go? There's no
summer of 1971 for Bread. The Silver Wing Nippon Tour program offers Clarkites a convenient way to shop at facilities other than on Clark. This week, you can travel to Subic Naval Station and shop at the QB Exchange and the Subic Exchange. The tour will depart from the Silver Wing at 7 in the morning on Saturday, February the 26th. Now, due to space limitations on this tour, you're requested to sign up early so you won't be disappointed, okay? All right. Here's a reminder, all traffic safety education courses will be canceled until further notice except Course 2, Local Conditions, Course 3, Overseas Orientation, and the Two-Wheel Vehicle Safety Class. For further information, please call 461 461-5150. That number again, 461-5150. We got time to tell you a little bit about James Griffin? Okay, let's do that. James Griffin said, "I was sort of interested in writing and observed the musical processes of others. It seemed to come naturally after that. I had many things I wanted to express musically." He was a youngster growing up in Memphis when he first picked up a guitar, and the first musical involvement was classical, actually. James Griffin practiced 6 and 8 hours a night. By the age of 12, he was composing his own songs. A youthful friendship with the Country Music Brothers team of Johnny and Dorsey Burnett helped move Jim into the professional world. He was 18 and living in Los Angeles when Dorsey brought him to Reprise Records. An audition led to contracts. Griffin stayed long enough to cut a few singles on an album, then he moved to Imperial Records. He continued to solo, making demos and doing studio work for other writers, trying his hand at acting and moving into record production. He wrote about 35 chart songs for various artists, Apologize by Ed Ames among them, before meeting and teaming with Rob Royer, the meeting that would ultimately help lead to the development of Bread. As Arthur James, he participated in fabrication of the lyrics for All We Know, for the film Lovers and Other Strangers, which went on to win the 1970 Academy Oscar as Best Song. And winning remains as a personal passion in his time, apart from personal appearances, with the objective not to win awards, really, so much as to hold a mirror to the moments and emotions lived today.
In the afterglow of what we've done, what remains?
The Philippines carabao, or water buffalo, is a beast of many virtues, strong, docile, and reliable, but somewhat stubborn. For slogging through the mud of the fields and flooded fields of rice, the carabao has no equal. Furthermore, he can live on the kogan grass that covers most of the Philippines, a grass that most animals cannot eat at all. The carabao is used widely in the rice and sugar cane fields of the Republic. His importance to the Philippines can be seen in the statue of his honor that stands in Manila's Rizal Park. The statue honors the carabao for patiently sharing the work and the burdens of the Filipino people. This has been Philippines Facts. Learn more about the Philippines during your stay here. Mabuhay.
Just a moment ago, you heard in the Afterglow from Bread from their album On the Waters.
It takes a lot of people, helping people talk to people. It takes a lot of people working night and day. People, helping people, helping other people.
The way the preamble to the U.S. Constitution puts it, we the people makes all of us Americans under the skin regardless of creed or color. To make our way of life work the way it was intended to, let's make sure that we the people does mean all of us, doing our thing together as real Americans.
Helping other people, that's what it's all about.
Well, we've got a pause now for about a half hour of the latest world news, Philippines weather, sports information, 12:15 Paul Harvey and his news and commentary. We'll be back at 12:30 with part two of the luncheon date on a Friday. Air Force Sergeant Norm DeReagan here with you till 1 o'clock, and we're featuring Bread. We'll be back to play some more of their music and talk about the group a little bit. See you at 12:30, okay? Thank you.